Steve, thanks for coming back on our show and taking the time to do this. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, rumor has it you're walking outside in Toronto. What are you? You know, you got a life in Florida now. You're just trying to remember how cold it used to be here, walking to Maple Leaf Gardens. What are you doing?
It's shocking. It really is. I just actually ducked into a building so I can kind of keep warm and stop from sniffing while I'm taking my walk here.
Yeah, even gloves would be something that a lot of players wouldn't think to bring. The non-traditional players.
A lot of our players. Oftentimes, you know, when you're down in Florida, you don't realize, but you need a coat when you go out west and to these colder climates here in Toronto.
Hey, Steve, you're well aware of what the last couple of days have been like around here. You played in this market, obviously, on better teams, but when things aren't going well for the local hockey team here, it is a very tenuous place to play. Can you speak to what it's like being a Leaf? I know, you know, Ron Wilson had some quotes yesterday about how difficult it can be to play in this market.
Yeah, it's really tough. But on the flip side, when things are going great, it's probably the best place to play. All you can do as a player is just worry about your own work ethic and your own ability to follow the system. And just go out there and do the best you can. I mean, there's nothing else you can really do if things aren't going so great. Other than the only thing you can do is determine how hard you work and the passion and the emotion you bring to each and every game. And things change. I was on some teams back in the '80s that weren't very good, but we were able to kind of sneak into the playoffs a couple times and scare a few teams, but. That's all about, like I just said, it's about your preparation. It's about your work ethic, and those are things that you can determine on your own individually. And then when everyone does that, it becomes more of an opportunity to be more successful.
Now, I was going
to
say your last 3 years with the Leafs. I look at the players you played with, and I remember them well, and. I think history has judged that group as, and that's almost the last group that we really felt was a cup contender year in, year out. And all your ex-teammates, Gary Roberts, Darcy Tucker, you know, Matts, obviously, Ty, you know, we look at those guys I'd never say standards are tough in other cities too. You've played in Chicago, standards are tough in Philly, standards are tough in Detroit. You were there, but you're right. It's, I think we have more of a tendency to romanticize the last group you played with because it was the last time the team was close to winning.
Yeah, well, that team was pretty good. It's awful tough to play here in Toronto with the media scrutiny surrounding the game itself. The popularity of the players have here, the expectations of the players after not being successful for such a long time in regards to winning a cup. But there's probably going to be no better place when that eventually does happen and they win a cup here for the players, for the city, for the organization. But those teams that I played on, in the 2000s, Brian Berard's a guy that had some adversity in his life. Everyone kind of rallied around that sort of thing. It's trying to find something that your team can get an identity of, and go out there and kind of execute. But with Matt Sundin and Gary Roberts and Darcy Tucker, there was quite a bit of character on that team, and a bunch of guys that wanted to be successful and that wanted to play hard and win hockey games. Eventually, making the playoffs and having that opportunity to go for a cup, but. Yeah, it was a lot of fun back there. I really enjoyed my time in Toronto the second time and the first time for that matter. But it was a really special time for that team to be in the semifinals, the quarterfinals there. And it was amazing how the city rallied around the hockey team. And amazingly enough, it's really interesting to see how, you know, when the city is rallied around the team, you're driving down the Don Valley Parkway and people have bed sheets, go Leafs, go,
yeah.
Hanging out of their balconies. And the city's unbelievable at that time of the year when you're in the playoffs. So that's something for them to really strive for.
Steve Thomas, our guest on Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We have the Leafs and Lightning right here tonight on the station at 7:30. I mean, we're excited to get a first look at your team this year, Steve, as you put together a great start and all of this without one of your best guys in Victor Hedman. But, I mean, you have a bunch of young guys just filling the net. What is it like with this group day to day?
It's exciting. I mean, we've got a really, like our forward groups are, the average age is like 24 years old. We've had them for some of these young guys for 3 years down in the minors and tried to instill in them what we expected in regards to their play and how they follow a system and their preparation and that sort of thing. But if you remember last year, we lost Steven Stamkos for 4 months. We've lost Victor Hedman for the last 4 weeks with a broken finger, but our team's been able to kind of rally around that sort of thing, and guys have stepped up and brought something to the table that was conducive to winning. And when a group of teams follow a system and they care about what each other and they care about what the end result is in a lot of the games we play, you're going to have a successful team. And I'm really excited about our group. We're fast. Guys are smart. They like I said, they follow our system, and we've been successful early on in the season here. But I think that's kind of the recipe of it.
I think one of the problems that some other organizations have had is that, you know, they have a high draft pick, and in comes a guy, and all the pressure of the world is heaped upon them. Take Edmonton, for example, with some of those guys. You have a kid like Jonathan Drouin, and the organization has the luxury of waiting a year on him, and even now when he comes, it's not like there's these grand expectations. How has his adjustment been?
Well, he's learning. He's 20 years old. He's learning to play the pro game, and you know, when you're it's difficult when you're put into a situation where you have to learn the pro game at the highest level, and he's doing a pretty good job. He's working hard. He's taking advice from a lot of his peers, his teammates, as well as he's been a real good listener in regards to us showing habit clips and system clips, and he's moving along pretty good. He's a dynamic player. He can skate. He can handle a puck, and he's a smart player. It's just the transformation from junior to the NHL is a big step. It's a huge step, and it's the speed of the game. It's the size, the speed, the toughness of players. It's a lot of things that a young guy have to adjust to as they go forward in their career. So he's doing a good job in understanding what is necessary to play at this level and be successful, and he's doing a good job.
Former Leaf Steve Thomas joining us on Behind the Bench tonight, of course, with John Cooper, Lightning and the Leafs. You know, before you go, how Steve Yzerman really well. We don't see much of him. How non-stressed is he compared to 12 months ago with no Olympics coming up? He must have been really tough to be around some of those. He'd have probably nightmares about the Olympics, right? A lot of pressure on a guy like
that. He's as cool as the other side of the pillow, so he doesn't let his emotions out too often, but... I'm sure there was a tremendous amount of stress involved in his life at that time, but he always seems to find a way to get it done. And I think the real pressing thing for him is to win a Stanley Cup in Tampa, and I think we're on the right track, and he's done a tremendous job.